Just one halakha on the laws of Kiryat Shema, Maran and Siman, Samich Aleph, halakha Bet. Quote, Asher Anochi Mesavecha Hayom, Hainu Lomar, Bechol Yom, Yiyu Be'enecha Kahadashim, Velo Kemi Shekevar Shema Oto Arbe Pa'amim, She'enu Habib Etzlo. Maran tells us from the pasuk that we say in the Shema, Asher Anochi Mesavecha Hayom, teaches us a law in the attitude or the feeling of enthusiasm that we're supposed to have during the Kiryat Shema of every day. Tendency of things is that the more we repeat them, the more dull and boring they become. Halakha is telling us over here that there's an obligation to say the Kiryat Shema with a freshness, with an excitement, that bechol yom yu be'anecha kahadashim, that every day the Kiryat Shema has to be as if this is the first Kiryat Shema and it's a new item. And therefore it has to be done with a certain amount of excitement and novelty. Asher anochi mesavecha hayom, Maran's telling you. Hayom means as if it was given today. So the Kaf HaChaim on this siman, Sa'if, brings down from Rav Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital says a major principle in tefillah as well as Shema. He says no two tefillot are the same, meaning the tefillah of Chol and the tefillah of Shabbat are different. Obvious tefillah of Shabbat and tefillah of the Hagim are different. Even in the Hagim themselves, the tefillah of Shalosh Nigalim of Pesah is different than Sukkot and Sukkot to Shavuot. When I say different, which means the from the spiritual side of it, what it accomplishes and what it's able to do in the upper worlds, every single tefillah is different. But even in the day itself, the Shacharit is different than Mincha, the Mincha is different than Arbit. And then he goes so far to say is, even the Shacharits, there are no two that are the same. Which means every single prayer that's made through a person's life, there's no such thing as a repeat, there's no such thing as just redundant. At the moment that you're saying that tefillah, it hits a different spot every single time and it accomplishes another thing. So a person shouldn't think that the routine of praying tefillot every day is just, you know, an exercise that you're going through the motions. He says, no, every tefillah accomplishes what the tefillah before it could not have done. Only said by that person at that specific time with his specific kavanah. And therefore, every tefillah has value, and the same thing with the Kiryat Shema of Shacharit and the Kiryat Shema of Arbit. Therefore, we have to be very, very careful not to fall into a trap of rote, where these mitzvot become mechanical, and we lose the Asher Anochi Mesavecha Hayom, we lose the newness of it. One of the rabbis explained, Al Pi HaMusar, that our religion is best kept when you keep it day by day. Some people will look at the religion and say, well, how am I going to do this for 70 years? How am I going to do this for 80 years? It's too difficult. It's a daunting task. It's overwhelming. And then they fall out. Or they look at their past and they say, I blew it already. I messed up so many years. I didn't say the Tefillot. I didn't say the Kiryat Shema. The Torah is telling us that you don't live in the past and you don't have to project towards the future. Asher Anochi Mesavecha Hayom. Like the Pasuk says, Hayom im Bekolot Tishma, which means the Torah is one day at a time. As long as you fulfill your obligations for today, you don't have to worry about what you did yesterday. You don't have to think an anxiety what you're going to do tomorrow. Asher Anochi Mesavecha Hayom. If you do today the right way, then you'll succeed. And maybe that's what the Torah means when it says, Ve'atem adibikim ba'donai Elohechem, those that attach themselves to God. What's the secret to attach yourself to God? Hayim kulechem. Those people will enjoy life. Hayom. Those are the people that live in the today, which means they fulfill today's obligation. Today's Kiryat Shema is the first Kiryat Shema, and therefore they do it with a freshness and excitement. Today's the first Shacharit, the first Mincha, the only Arbit. Then already you have a chance to succeed.